Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Walk Worthy of the Lord, a study of spiritual growth. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, encouragement of spiritual growth. When fellowship of a church is strong, believers have a better chance of gaining spiritual maturity than they do trying to go it alone outside the body. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other." Bound to thank. We should thank God in prayer when He accomplishes great things in the lives of His saints. As Paul thinks about the Christians in Thessalonica, he's thankful of two things: the flourishing faith of the believers at Thessalonica, and second, the increasing love between those same believers. When Paul's letter arrived, the church at Thessalonica was on the verge of persecution. They had no idea how important their personal relationships would become. I don't know that even Paul foresaw the extent of what was coming, but he was aware that something special existed in the fellowship of that body of believers, and he was quick to give thanks to the Lord for the strong relationships he found in that church. In Psalm 133, verses 1 through 3, David praised the concept of a true harmony in a church community. He said in Psalm 133, verse 1 down to verse 3, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the beard, upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." How good and how pleasant it is. David is talking about believers dwelling together in unity as a body. Brethren, unity. National unity is good, but the foundation for Christians must be spiritual unity. These songs were sung by Jewish pilgrims traveling to Jerusalem for the feasts. Notice the imagery David uses. Oil pictures a spiritual blessing as first priority. Dew of Hermon. Mount Hermon is a 9,200 foot peak in the extreme north of Palestine. It provided the major water supply for the Jordan River by melting snow flowing down. It pictures a material blessing as a second priority. There are three things that produce harmony in the church and create an atmosphere which encourages spiritual growth in the membership. First, harmony results when believers are of one mind in truth. For brethren, Christian brotherhood is so intimate that any lack of unity is a disgrace. Why? Because Christians are born of God. Brotherhood is based on being like Him. Because Christians are united to Christ. Because Christians, by one Spirit, are all baptized into one body. Because Christians will dwell together forever. Second, harmony results when believers are of one heart in affliction. How good and how are of one heart in affection, not affliction. Are one heart in affection. How good and how pleasant. Good in respect to growing in grace, and pleasant in respect to pleasing God. And then third, harmony results when believers are of one focus in service, to dwell together. Seeking God's glory unites, but honoring self divides. Loving Christ unites, but indulging desires divides. Ministering to others unites, but seeking attention divides. What does service look like in real life? Very simply, touching lives for Jesus, either with the message of salvation, the gospel, or in ministry. Increasing love manifests as the church seeks to fulfill its mission, witnesses to the lost, and moves forward during times of crisis and distress. We need one another, and when the church is filled with caring, nurturing, loving relations, spiritual growth is provoked in the membership. One of the enemy's strategies to defeat the church is to divide and conquer. If we learn to remain united, the battle will be won. Here's the question for you for this session. In what way has fellowship helped you grow spiritually? You have a great day.